This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Frankel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged G20 nations to shift from profit-driven innovation to a model that focuses on humanity, equity, and global cooperation. He said that technology should be human-centric, global and open source. Mr. Modi noted that India's digital ecosystem follows this vision, helping the country lead the world in digital payments. The Prime Minister was addressing the third session on a fair and just future for all. Critical minerals, decent work, artificial intelligence at the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg. Prime Minister Modi announced that India will host the AI Impact Summit in February 2026, themed Sarvajan Hitai, Sarvajan Sukhai, Welfare and Happiness for All, and invited all G20 nations to participate. Speaking at the India-Brazil-South Africa Leaders Meeting in Johannesburg, the Prime Minister said that it is not merely a grouping of three nations, but an important platform linking three continents, three major democracies, and three major economies. Meanwhile, the 12th G20 Leaders Summit at Johannesburg concluded last evening. The theme of this year's summit was solidarity, equality, and sustainability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney at the sidelines of the G20 summit in Johannesburg. Both leaders agreed to further advance bilateral relations in the coming months, particularly in trade, investment, technology and innovation, energy and education. The two leaders agreed to bring negotiations on a highly ambitious Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement aimed at doubling bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also met his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni in Johannesburg on the sidelines of the G20 summit. They had a productive discussion on deepening ties across trade, investment, defense, innovation, AI, space and education. Both leaders also unveiled a joint initiative to enhance cooperation against the financing of terrorism, reinforcing shared commitment to global security. Prime Minister Meloni expressed solidarity with India on the terror incident in Delhi and reiterated Italy's strong commitment to work together to combat the scourge of terrorism. In this context, both leaders adopted the India-Italy joint initiative to counter financing of terrorism. President Draupadi Murmu will administer the oath of office of the Chief Justice of India to Justice Suryakant at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Justice Suryakant will take oath as the 53rd Chief Justice of India CJI, marking the beginning of his nearly 15-month tenure in the country's highest judicial office. He will succeed Justice B.R. Gavai, who dimitted office yesterday evening. Indian Navy will commission Mahe, the first Mahe-class anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft, at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai today. Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi will preside over the ceremony. It will be hosted by Flag Officer Commanding in Chief of Western Naval Command, Vice Admiral Krishna Swaminathan. Ministry of Defence said the commissioning of Mahe will mark the arrival of a new generation of indigenous shallow water combatants that are sleek, swift and resolutely Indian. The 6th International Agronomy Congress, IAC 2025, will begin today in New Delhi. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will inaugurate the event. The three-day event will feature plenary sessions, thematic symposia, lead lectures, poster presentations, an exhibition and a dedicated young scientists and students conference. As many as 5,000 athletes, including the likes of Olympian swimmer Srihari Natraj and renowned archer Bhajan Kaur, will compete in the 5th edition of Khelo India University Games, scheduled to commence in Rajasthan today. And that's the end of this news bulletin.